Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Legendary actress Jacqueline Bisset, Oscar-winning filmmaker James Ivory headline the 4th annual Albany Film Festival, which takes place this Saturday, April 6th, at the UAlbany Campus Center. It runs, it's an all-day event, and it's free, and it's open to the public, and it runs from 10:30 through 7 p.m. Actors, authors, directors, producers, screenwriters, and movie critics come together with film fans for a full day of screenings and discussions capped by an awards ceremony. For a preview, we welcome the man who probably, if he did not come to the Writers Institute, there would not have been a first, second, or third festival, not to mention a fourth. He is the Opelka Endowed Director of the New York State Writers Institute. I am proud to call him a dear friend, and we welcome Paul Grondahl to the roundtable. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thank you, Joe. That was very generous. You covered it all in the intro. The nice thing, you noticed the weather's a little unsettled. I kind of got blown away walking into the station, and everything is under one roof and inside on Saturday. So no matter the weather, we're going to have a great festival.
Shelter in place.
Yes, we are.
Yes. Let us just go back. I will get into the schedule, which is impressive and incredible, as your events always are. But let us talk about when you come onto the scene of why. It's sort of like the typical talk show question, right, Paul? So why is a writers' festival doing a film festival?
We asked ourselves that when we were creating this. We've always had a classic film series. This is our 41st year of the New York State Writers Institute, so film has always been part of our programming. But we wanted to have an event that really looked at writing in film, adapting novels into films, novelists that become screenwriters. A lot of the people we've had across the years in our series are very much involved in the film industry. And we thought we can find a niche by having a bookish, that's a term we like, a bookish film festival. So you'll see it's not just back-to-back-to-back-to-back films in a dark theater. These are a lot of conversations, the backstory behind scenes. How did the writing come together? A panel on critics. You know, what's the role of critics when Rotten Tomatoes is like the one source people go to these days? So there's a wide variety. You know, we have authors. We think the Mean Girls still resonates. So we've got a woman who's written the book on the making of the Mean Girls, Jennifer Keeshan Armstrong. And you know, she wrote a big book on Seinfeld, too. And so she's really going to get behind the scene of Mean Girls and this new remake and the original. And we think that holds a lot of interest. We've got a panel on AI. You know, AI is already here in the film industry, and it was part of what the writer's strike was about. So we've got an expert on that aspect. So it's a little different than a typical film festival. We like the niche, and we like how it has always intersected with what we do throughout the year.
One of the gifts I was given for the holidays was a copy of the book Opposable Thumbs, How Siskel and Ebert Changed Movies Forever. Matt Singer, it's an amazing book.
I have not read it, but my colleagues who have rave about it.
There's a nostalgia there of these two guys that I grew up with.
Right, and newspaper guys came out of my world.
Newspaper guys and public TV and radio. And then just, you know, when became, nobody knew who a film critic was until these guys came, and then everybody knew who they were.
Right.
So I bring this up because they're going to be on the critics panel.
Yes.
And it's that's going to be really interesting.
I mean, everything is in flux, every media, but especially the film industry. I mean, everything is available at the touch of your phone streaming now. So just showing film after film after film was less interesting to these conversations with people who can take you behind the scenes, who can share real insights into these films. So we love that. I'm really excited. I'm listening to it now. The editor who put together Paul Newman's autobiography, David Rosenthal, is coming. That book is stunning. Jeff Daniels reads the audiobook, which is what I'm almost finished listening to, and it's phenomenal. I'm really excited about the panels I'll be moderating. Turn Every Page, a beautiful film about the 50-year relationship between editor and writer Robert Gottlieb and Robert Caro, made by Robert Gottlieb, the late Robert Gottlieb's daughter, Lizzie Gottlieb, and she'll be coming and talking about that film. I mean, the Merchant Ivory film, this beautiful, beautiful film, really kind of a love story, really personal, really intense, directed and produced by our great UAlbany alumnus, Stephen Soucy, who's also a friend. He'll be here with James Ivory. And, you know, these things are really... they're really going to be great conversations.
How'd you get Jacqueline Bisset?
We just asked her. Yeah, she's an incredible movie star. When you look at her body of work and all the great directors and actors she's been with. But now, you know, in the later stages of her career, she's just doing indie films. Films that are meaningful to her, you know, not trying to be a movie star anymore. But and she's really proud of this film that we're showing. And the director will be here, Lauren and Rose. So she's... she's excited to come, and we're excited to have her. She actually taped a beautiful little sort of promo for us. She's very elegant, very generous, and she'll be a lot of fun. She's getting an Ironweed Award. We give out the Ironweed Award for exemplary achievement in cinema, and we think she's very deserving.
There are so many different things going on at different times, and it's a really... so you can sort of branch out
yes.
and see different things at different times. But all day, one of the constants is short film screenings.
Yeah.
That'll be going on throughout the...
we're really proud of that. They've gotten better and better, the submissions every year, and we give out cash prizes across different categories, including the Student Film Award, and it's named and underwritten by Assemblymember Pat Fahey and her husband, Wayne Baquette. Their son died at 25, sadly, of an aggressive form of cancer. He was a young filmmaker, just emerging with his talent. So the award we're giving is for a young student filmmaker. And these films are beautiful. We have high school students from throughout the area, college students from near and far. And we've got 5 hours of short films across several categories screening simultaneously across one of our 5 venues. So there's 5 things going on simultaneously. You really have to pick and choose. You can find everything at albanyfilmfestival.org, a full schedule and bios of all the filmmakers.
I could be wrong, but from my reading of the schedule, the first event that you'll be doing and moderating is on Swedish erotica.
Yes. So that came to us because Dr. Bob Wishnoff, who's a UAlbany alumnus, he's a psychotherapist in our region here. He was a producer with a former student at UAlbany, also alumnus Larry Hummel. And it's a fascinating short film. But it's one of Richard Roundtree Shaft's final performances. And I won't give away the story, but it's sort of an indictment of religious zealotry. I'll say that much. And it's not porn. It's not soft porn. It's a very heartbreaking, but a story with a message. And it's all UAlbany alumni involved.
Hell of a way to start off.
Yes, exactly.
That's
a wake-up call.
Good way to go. I also find it, interesting that when you look at these events of it, and I don't know if you've put this into, if you've thought of this perspective, I'm sure you have, but of how the 4 years of how the festival has grown and has matured.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we got within 8 days of our first festival when everything shut down with COVID.
Right.
So, and then the second year we had a hybrid event where we rented out Malta Drive-In. We showed this incredible multimedia thing on the side of our building. And then the last 2 years, people are excited to be together again and to gather and to talk about and to watch films. So we're really excited. Another short piece that we're doing, we have a session. There's a professor at College of St. Rose making a documentary. We've been in touch with her. She'll have a small excerpt. It's still in the works, but you know that, you know it very well. It's a heartbreaking story, the college ending and students having to go to other colleges to finish their degrees. And she's making a documentary, and Jamie Iglehart will be here talking about that.
And we should note that our own Audrey Kupferberg, our film commentator,
yes.
will be moderating that discussion. What was the other? There was another one here that I wanted to mention.
Do you know the story of the monkey, Spencer Sherry?
No.
So anyway, he's a local filmmaker.
Tell me about the monkey.
It's amazing because Stephen King has a contest every year. For $1, he will give the rights to a young filmmaker as long as it's not commercial. That filmmaker has to go raise the money, create the script, adapt the short story, and create it. And Spencer Sherry, a very talented local filmmaker, won the rights, went out crowdsourcing, crowdfunding, raised the money, and made this beautiful film. And it's based on the Stephen King short story, where it's a little monkey with the symbols found in the attic. And as you can tell, there's some darkness involved. But it's all locally shot, locally produced, and locally created by Spencer Sherry.
So the question I love to ask about festivals in general, but especially film festivals. So how do you, the best way for folks to tackle it?
So the best thing is free parking, which is a great benefit. The best thing is all inside, very short walks between the different venues. Go online or just show up and get a program and then decide what events you want to go to. We don't make you pre-register. There's no cost. You can come for part of it. You can stay for all of it. We conclude with the Ironweed Award. You can meet Jacqueline Bisset when she gets her award. There's a public reception afterwards, and that's when we'll award the winners in the short film category. So that's something that we really love. I mean, they come out with their friends, and they're so excited when they find out who won best short in comedic and dramatic and documentary and experimental and in student films. And it's a beautiful thing with these emerging young filmmakers and then these amazing movie stars like Jacqueline Bisset together.
I love how, in addition to what you just said, I love how there's such a strong emphasis on those who are alum and regional.
Yeah. This whole year, it's our 180th anniversary of the University of Albany. We started as the State Teachers College, and we really wanted to make sure that our faculty, our alumni, our students are deeply involved with this session. I should also say there's a beautiful, it's produced by ESPN, it's called Black Girls Play. Our professor, a music professor, Dr. Kira Gaunt, is a big part of it, and she'll be in conversation about that film, Black Girls Play. It's the Hand Games. It's sort of related to Double Dutch. It's this very rhythmic, very beautiful hand game that young black girls play, and she weaves it into how it really was adapted into hip-hop. It's a beautiful short film, and we'll be showing that as well.
A film screening and a discussion. There are so many events, and you can see all of this on the website, which is really easy to, because it gives you the venues, whether it be the ballroom or the assembly hall or the West Boardroom or West Auditorium, wherever. And you can see what is going on at any given time and plan your time at the 4th Annual Albany Film Festival. The all-day event is free and open to the public. It's another wonderful thing that you all do, both with the Writers Institute and with the Film Festival.
And our sponsors. I mean, we couldn't do it without our sponsors. That allows us, and they're all listed in the program on the website. I'll be thanking them publicly. But our sponsors allow us to present this free and open to everyone.
The event takes place from 10:30 through 7. It's this Saturday at the University, at the UAlbany Campus Center. UAlbany Campus Center, and if I say that wrong, they'll write me. UAlbany Campus Center, and as always, you can find out more by going to nyswritersinstitute.org. nyswritersinstitute.org. For more information, you're excited?
Yeah, very excited. The thing that we like, the weather is really going to be strange for the next several days, but you're inside, you're warm. We have a Starbucks on campus,
yeah.
So very close, right in the middle of all these venues. So what more could you ask? And we actually have kind of a food court where there's 10 or 12 different offerings. If you get hungry, you can buy something to eat. And free parking, I mean, that's hard to find.
Pretty perfect.
You know, yeah.
Well, it's all good. It's the 4th annual. Yes, 4th annual. They say if you make it to 5, you got it. So
we're going to make
more.
It to 5,
yeah.
Definitely.
It's the 4th annual Albany Film Festival taking place in the campus of UAlbany and the Campus Center. You can find out more by going to nyswritersinstitute.org. Paul Grondahl is Opalka Endowed Director of the New York State Writers Institute. Paul, my best to you and your incredible team. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing with us, and have a gorgeous event on Saturday.
Thank you, Joe.
Be well. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.